2. Fifth period ended at the sound of the bell, flooding the halls of Christopher L. Cushing High with life. Students swarmed through opening doors, running the maze of corridors from classroom to classroom, like laboratory rats in search of Velveeta heaven. The exodus from room 234 was slightly more lethargic than average. This was the room of the infamous Mr. Lorry, master of the pop quiz, inventor of the 10-ton homework assignment. He'd sprung both on his Algebra 2 class today, and his victims were less than elated. Charlie Brewster dragged himself out of the classroom like a man crawling out of a train wreck. His quiz paper dangled limp from one hand. A large red F adorned it like the mark of the devil. "Bastard," he moaned. "Why didn't he warn us?" "That's the whole point of a pop quiz, Brewster, to surprise you." Charlie turned without enthusiasm to face the voice from behind him. Evil Ed Thompson was not the most heartwarming sight in the world, even at the best of times, and this was not one of them. Evil Ed was a certified freako. He was short and spidery, with a Billy Idol hairdo and a rubbery face that could leer and twist itself in a million lunatic ways. He was gloating now, and the smirk on his face would have made Jack Nicholson proud. Evil Ed, of course, had aced the quiz. He always did. He was smart as a fucking whip. It was what let him get away with being so incredibly weird. It was also the key to his popularity, which was nil. In fact, Charlie was one of the few people who would talk with Ed Thompson at all. Sometimes Charlie wondered why he bothered. The answer was obvious. They were the only two hardcore monster freaks in Cushing High. "Cheer up, Bunky. You can always get your diploma off a matchbook, worst comes to worst." "Piss off, Evil. You're a pain in the butt." "Call me anything you want to, boss. Only you're the one who's flunking algebra, not me." Charlie was trying to think of something snappy to come back with when something beautiful caught the periphery of his vision, and he whirled to see Amy, nose in the air, school books cradled to her bosom as she marched past the doorway. "Amy!" he called, brightening suddenly. She brushed him off. He knew that she'd heard him. He knew that she knew that he knew that she'd heard him. The repercussions echoed back at him like a ricocheting bullet. He sagged further into his sneakers and leaned against the doorway as she disappeared into the crowd. "What's the matter?" Evil Ed said, cackling. "She finally found out what you really like?" "Shut up, Eddie! I'm serious!" "Ooh, ooh!" Evil Ed made a grand display of flapping his wrist. "I'm rigid with terror, Choco. I'm soiling my dieties." "Asshole!" Charlie yelled, storming off in Amy's direction. She hadn't spoken to him since Saturday night, and he was deeply afraid that she never would again. He knew that he would never catch her. He was going to be late for sixth period, no matter how he looked at it. But some gut-level impetus made him follow her anyway, pointlessly, digging himself deeper as he went. Behind him, Evil Ed's high-pitched cackle cut through the crowd. For some reason, it gave him a chill. He'd been having a lot of them lately.